Moira Hannan is here with what it says in the papers.
Thanks, Audrey. School bus miracle is the front page headline in the Irish Daily Star, alongside photographs of that dramatic crash in County Down yesterday containing a bus full of pupils. One of those students, 12-year-old Dylan Lee from Strangford Integrated College, tells the paper, "Everyone was screaming and crying. It was very scary." The incident, widely covered in all the papers this morning, resulted in four people being hospitalised. The Irish Times leads with that decision yesterday by Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald to order a complete overhaul of governance procedures within her party after two former party press officers provided references for their ex-colleague Michael McMonagall. The 42-year-old from Limewood Street in Derry last month admitted to a series of offences, including trying to incite a child to engage in sexual activity. All the papers cover the funeral of former Fianna Fáil Cabinet Minister Mary O'Rourke in her native Athlone yesterday. President Michael D. Higgins and Taoiseach Micheál Martin were among those in attendance. Retired local councillor Tom Allen described Miss O'Rourke as the Taoiseach Athlone never had, the Irish Independent reports. The Irish Daily Mail's front page story tells us that the Taoiseach and other coalition leaders held an emergency meeting with the Army Chief of Staff last night to discuss the deepening crisis in Lebanon, where hundreds of Irish peacekeepers are deployed with UNIFIL. Cabinet sources tell the paper the situation has become very serious. Meanwhile, the Irish Independent reports that Irish troops have warned their families they may not be able to get home to Ireland when their mission in Lebanon ends next month. The mother of one soldier says her son has advised them not to get their hopes up about his return. And the Independent also carries an interview with Dublin-born Emily Hand, one of the youngest hostages taken by Hamas on October the 7th, and she features in a Channel 4 documentary set to air tomorrow night. The 9-year-old describes the moment she was captured at knife point before being held hostage for 50 days. She recalls that when the attackers arrived at her kibbutz home, "We just opened up, because if we held the door, they'd shoot and the bullets would hit us." Traders in Cork City could face commercial rates hike of up to 3% as the city tries to plug a €3 million deficit for next year. That's according to a front page story in the Irish Examiner, while its editorial focuses on the recent flooding in Bantry, noting it is all very well offering cash support to those business owners blighted by the weekend's flooding, but it is safe to assume they would be much happier to not require state support or to have been affected at all. Memos are to be brought to Cabinet today by various ministers, but memos are not what is required. Locals are tired of them and empty promises. They need action, the editorial concludes. Finally, to the TV adaptation of Gilly Cooper's racy, best-selling 1980s novel Rivals. It will air on Disney Plus from October the 18th. According to the Irish Daily Mail, the drama is a joyful bit of sexy silliness. With so many raunchy scenes, there was not one but two intimacy coaches on set, along with an emotional support dog.
Maura, thank you.